This edition of the Edgar podcast charts the great progress in golf by Italian player Jacopo Lucci. Thoughtful, creative and supportive of those around him, his determination to succeed and love of golf offers a great lesson for us all. A successful student requires a thirst to learn, clarity of thought, imaginative vision, an even temperament, and plenty of patience, and perhaps a little resilience. If this summary is correct, then Italian golfer Jacopo Lucci fulfills the brief in exemplary fashion. The 29-year-old, who hails from close to Venice, explains his mantra: focus, patience, and also never surrender. Never give up, Jacopo tells us.
I think for me, golf, it is like a stair. You need to climb the steps. Focus, patience, and also never surrender.
After a challenging start in life, it is a mantra Jacopo also uses in his music and art, whether playing his favourite guitar track or painting. Painting either one of the magnificent scenes in nearby Venice or the green undulations of his local golf course. Both, he will tell you, share beauty. It is also strong advice he needs to follow himself in his golf. To achieve positive results in golf, where certain physical and mental equations must flow together in harmony, even the very best in the business can struggle to make everything click. Anyone who has watched golf at the highest level will have been startled to see a Rory McIlroy hook out of bounds, or Tiger Woods blasting his tee shot high and right into the watching crowd, or Suzanne Pettersson missing a short, straight putt. For it is truly a game of millimetres. Jacopo Lucci was born with a disability described as bilateral hemiparesis, a neurological impairment that affects both sides of his body, while he also has a related vision impairment. He is not the first dedicated golfer to understand the frustration of those millimetres. So you certainly accept the mantra when you watch the careful deliberation he takes before striking a golf shot, and begin to sense the patience he will have needed to progress and begin to reach his potential as a player. Patience for practice, and good practice makes for the steady improvement he is now enjoying. We asked Jacopo if it was difficult to gain confidence when he was growing up because of his condition. He tells us, "Yes, it was difficult, but I was lucky to discover people that have helped my family and me, and I had good medical help. Very good doctors and nurses. Also my parents, but not just my family, my friends, but my school teachers also, and then later my golf teachers and my golfing friends at my home golf club." This golf club is Golf della Montecchia near Venice. Jacopo swings a golf club left-handed and loves playing at Montecchia. This is a venue known for its beautiful scenery, technically challenging layout with intimidating water features, and also excellent practice facilities and a social scene in and around the popular clubhouse. Jacopo was born and raised in Padua, 40 kilometres west of the city of Venice. He appears a little shy at first, but you quickly discover that this is more that he is thoughtful, certainly friendly and open. Behind his quiet, considered explanations, he will tell you that as a boy, his first experiences of having a disability helped to forge his resilience and to overcome challenges. Never surrender, never give up. Jacopo is always eager to thank his parents, his father Nicola and mum Denise, for their huge, constant support, both in life but later on the golf course. They were his first golf fans.
They are my first supporters, my first fans. It gives me some motivation to try to become better and better every day. Not just in golf, but in life.
Their support and good teachers at school helped him navigate the challenges of early education, having his medical condition.
Difficult, but I was lucky to find people that helped me and my family.
I did face bullies in my early life, but I managed to get over it, Jacopo explains. This gave him confidence and he enjoyed school. His favourite subjects were English, music, which is still a passion, science and physics. He had very good teachers at the English International School in Padua, and he says he was happy there. For the last 15 years, Jacopo has been studying art and he loves painting, painting with different techniques, and apart from the beautiful city he lives so close to, he loves painting a golf course, living and breathing the nature of a course in another way. In terms of exercise and competition, golf is the number one subject, however. Listening to his golf coaches, the advice of fellow players or his parents, this listening he merges with his own focus on what he sees before him. He told us he relishes standing alone, looking carefully at the fairway or the green, weighing up his next move. Jacopo found golf when he was very little. It was just for fun then. He began to play more seriously at the age of 16. It's a family sport, he tells us. His mum and dad played golf. They always enjoyed it, and they wanted me to enjoy it with them too. The members at Montecchia are all supportive. He has two golf coaches there who he holds in the highest regard. His first teacher, Massimo De Vidal, and his more recent coach, Luca Salvetti. He listens intently to their advice. Asked what Jacopo loves about the game, he replies, "The fair play of the sport, the green environment, and also to be able to play and walk. Because for my disability, it is very important to walk a lot. Golf is perfect for this. I like the social side as well, being around good people." Regular visits to the gymnasium and the swimming pool help make Jacopo stronger, while this effort helps his muscles to relax, which again is very important for his condition, he explains, helping with core strength, balance, mobility, and resulting confidence. Playing golf also eases the tension in his body, the muscles, challenging him in a good way, keeping him fit, and also for boosting the mental side. Golf is very good for the mental side of life for everyone, explains Jacopo. He says, "I would certainly recommend golf to others with a disability, and I love the practice as well as playing the course. It is great for learning and for confidence." Every day that he can, he practices through all the clubs, from driver, woods and irons to bunker play and chipping. Currently, Jacopo's golf handicap is around 24, but ever the student and being realistic, Jacopo sees a pathway in which hard work can improve this handicap gradually. "My first ambition is to play to 18, he says. "So our next question is, well, what about 15? "Yes, 15, he concedes, and then perhaps 12, and then 9. "Then go to the end, get to scratch," he laughs. He wouldn't be the first golfer to work his way down to zero in increments of 3. It is a mindset that has recently led to him being acknowledged by the Italian national team. The only thing that could, in theory, get in the way of this gradual improvement is his love of painting, or indeed, playing music. He plays the drums, guitar and bass guitar, but Jacopo will also tell you that the two, music and golf, complement each other. He believes music can only help, assisting in improving hand-eye and sensory coordination, precision and other areas, making for holistic benefits that can only help any golfer. Jacopo's first Edgar event was in 2018. He was then proud to wear the badge of Montecchia Golf Club on his golf shirt and jersey when he started this journey. And, just as the club badge was embroidered into his jersey, he in turn also became part of the fabric of the Edgar Tour, playing more than a dozen tournaments in Italy, Portugal, England, Ireland and Wales. Since the start of 2023, the badge on his shirt is that of the Italian national team, as he has represented his country now, for which he is very proud. In June 2023, Jacopo had brought the Italian weather along with him when we met him on a scorching day at the Ping Open, staged at Thonock Park Golf Club in Gainsborough, Northern England. Here, Jacopo is one of 16 Edgar players to receive complimentary sessions from Ping's custom fitting technicians, this team being experts in matching the right golf equipment to help the golfer play their best. As a supporter of the tournament, this provided a popular opportunity for all involved. Ping technician Adam Wainwright was impressed with Jacopo's consistent ball striking through the set, including in a session in the Ping putting lab. Jacopo and Adam kindly allowed this writer to watch the session, and I was struck by the consistent repetition of Jacopo's swing and the satisfying click of his irons striking the ball, the clean contact as each ball flew down the range. The United Kingdom has proved to be a happy hunting ground for Jacopo, as last year, 2022, he also won the Ping Open Stableford category at Gainsborough. Another notable success came as the young Italian was part of the winning four-ball team in the 2022 RSM Golf Day Pro-Am at Stratford-on-Avon Golf Club. Jacopo described his time in Stratford as his favourite so far in an Edgar-related tournament. It was a memorable week. Jacopo's mum Denise, herself a senior player representing Italy in recent times, and dad Nicola both join Jacopo in his practice round. This full ball completed by Edgar's Oliver Hurst Greenham, who would go on to win the Gross Prize at the same event. England versus Italy was a highly enjoyable match for new friends Jacopo of Venice and Oliver of Morecambe. Afterwards, Oliver told me, "It was great to make friends with Jacopo Luce and his parents during the practice round, and we had a great time out there on the golf course. I love playing with this family, really lovely people, and very supportive to me. This is what golf can be all about for everyone, throwing people from different cultures with a healthy sport in common. It couldn't be better." Jacopo Luce is sometimes the quieter man on the golf club terrace, but he is an avid student of the game, and a successful student of golf gets to understand how golfers tick. He is a good listener, very polite and considerate. He is also supportive of others in Club 24, part of the Golf Academy at Montecchia, which assists younger golfers to find their way and learn the game, while creating a good social element for currently 15 to 20 players in this 18 to 24 age group. One of his best friends from the group, called Massimiliano Rapelli, is also becoming a golf instructor and currently plays on the Professional Alps Tour. So here Jacopo is now lucky to have a third teacher. "He doesn't really teach me technique," Jacopo says, "but he shows me how to become more positive in the shots on the golf course, not on the practice range, and this includes course management." Another good friend Jacopo grew up with at the club is Guido Migliozzi, who has gone on to play and win on the DP World Tour, most notably the French Open in 2022. Jacopo says, "In return for all this help from the people at Montecchia and my family, I am proud to represent my club at Edgar events." Looking ahead, he is really pushing himself to get better results in Edgar competitions, something he is already achieving, having played in Wales, Ireland and Italy recently. Jacopo would secure second place in the net category of the Wales G4D Open in North Wales, and he finished fifth in the Edgar President's Cup in Turin. "From there, I will go on for other experiences around Europe," says Jacopo, "and I hope one day I will also go to America. They tell me about Edgar events in America. That would be very good." Ever the student, he says he likes to watch and learn from the best players in the business. He has met Italian heroes Edoardo Molinari and Costantino Rocca, grew up following Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, and had a real treat when following Rory McIlroy in a practice round once in Abu Dhabi. But of course, Jacopo also knows instinctively what is needed to improve. It is the same mantra which through playing the game also offers its players greater confidence across their wider lives as well. Focus, patience, and also never surrender. Never give up. Jacopo, from all of us, thank you for the advice. This Edgar podcast was written and narrated by Ben Evans, and the sound production was by Martin Maynard of Sounds Good. You can find more stories of people with a disability thriving through golf in the profiles section of the Edgar website at edgargolf.com, and you can contact members of our team through the website.